Spotlight. This is Akashwani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on Operation Sindoor, a demonstration of India's self-reliant defense technology. The participants are Dr. G. Satish Reddy, former chairperson, Defense Research and Development Organization, DRDO, and Ajay Banerjee, journalist.
Dr. Reddy, the Operation Sindoor with Pakistan in the first half of May this year had a very good impact, or our own indigenous weapons showed their mettle. I will refer especially to the Akash surface to a missile and also to the Akash Teer, the system the DRDO made and gave to the Indian Army with regards to the accumulation of the surface to air systems which the Akash Teer runs. How do you see this in hindsight, that how things have functioned for the DRDO and for the Indian Armed Forces?
Firstly, this particular conflict has been a different one. It has been completely, majorly airborne, and a lot of aerial vehicles have been flying, a lot of aircrafts, then UAVs, drones, and aircrafts. So, a lot of anti-drone, anti-UAV, and surface-to-air missiles connected, the network of radars, and air defense systems have been also put in use. In this conflict, India has demonstrated the complete capabilities of air defense and also offensive capabilities. Firstly, the missile, surface-to-air missile Akash, which has been one of the first indigenous surface-to-air missile, has been put into use. That's what the reports say, has been very effective against many aerial targets which have been coming in. Similarly, other surface-to-air missiles also, which have been developed, they have been put to use against UAVs, against aircrafts, against missiles also, which has been very effective, along with the complete air defense and command control system of radars and command control system and the Akash Teer. This system in a network-centric warfare, the complete things have been put to use, the surface-to-air missiles, the radars, command control system, communication system, and everything has been integrated and has been put into effective utilization and has been very, very successful. And this is the conflict where India has put in majorly the indigenous equipment, indigenous weapons, which have been very successful. So this has been majorly fought with indigenous equipment, and so we call it as fought with Atmanirbharata. So India, from now onwards, with the very successful utilization of the indigenous equipment, will henceforth work much more vigorously on the more advanced systems to be developed indigenously and get inducted into the armed forces.
Dr. Reddy, I'll take you to the next thing which the DRDO has done very well, that is the radar systems. We have some long-range radars you are developing and also the ISAR radar for the fighter aircrafts. What is the position at the moment and how long these, especially the ISAR, when will it be capable of joining or being inducted or being mated with the Tejas fighter jet programs?
India has strengthened itself a lot in the radars, and India is now self-reliant in the area of radars. Right from a component level, what is required, like a small component TR module, which is required. India is able to develop all those things, right from L-band, S-band, C-band, or X-band. And varieties of radars have been developed, both for ground applications, airborne applications, and shipborne applications. There are a large number of radars which have been developed and have been produced, have been inducted. Even long-range radars, the phased array radars, have been developed now in the country and has shown the capability to develop any type of a radar in the country. And coming to the AESA, Active Electronic Scanning Array radar, has already been integrated with the LCA, has gone through the trials, and I'm told that it is in the advanced stages of completing all the required trials and everything, and ready for induction, and also getting ready to get inducted into the other aircrafts too. So the country now is self-reliant, and not only that, it's very advanced in the radars, self-reliant in the radars, and poised for developing much more advanced radars.
Dr. Reddy, the DRDO has also opened up its doors for private sector companies. The DRDO develops the technology, hands it over to private sector. Large number of these technology transfers have been happened. Most notably, I'll refer to you the time when the DRDO transferred the technology of making the ATAGS gun to two Indian private sector companies. So this program has also led to several private companies benefiting from this and Indian defense manufacturing benefiting from this. How do you see that?
The defense critical systems are also open for the private sector, which has been earlier for the public sector. There are many companies in the country which are private, are making missiles, bombs, guns, tanks, and many other systems now. So if you look at, there are multiple companies which are making multiple missile systems, which are developed by DRDO and technology transfer given to these industries, they're able to make. They're able to make bombs now. As I said, two companies, both Tata's and Bharat Forge, are making the ATAGS 155 artillery gun. And then even a tank is being made by L&T today. So there are multiple systems which have entered into the private sector. So the domain is expanding. The industry domain is expanding. Number of systems getting into the industry is expanding. So the production capability, the manufacturing capability in the country is enhancing. And so the potential for exports is also expanding in a big way and thereby giving much more potential for employment in the country.
Dr. Reddy, could you refer to the exports? Because our exports are rising each year and the private sector is also playing some role. The public sector is playing some role. Dr. Reddy, could you, for our listeners, give a kind of a long-range vision, say around 10 years from now, say in 2035 or 2047, when the government talks about a Viksit Bharat, what would be our export potential, private sector? How will they behave? Where will they be? What will be the role of the private sector in this?
Firstly, as India is developing its own weapons and equipment in a big way, and the majority of them are also advanced in nature technology-wise. So the world started showing interest to countries like India, particularly with India becoming self-reliant in the area of missiles, radars, sonars, torpedoes, VAC systems, guns, tanks, vehicles, communications, even ships, submarines. The world is observing India, that India is coming up with its capabilities. And then with the manufacturing capability, with the private sector coming into picture in a big way, the manufacturing capability also has gone up. So then the marketing capabilities and we advertising our own products also has gone up. We are participating in many of the air shows, defense expos worldwide now. And world is coming to know about our capabilities of development and also the capabilities of manufacturing. So the exports are steadily rising. And this year, we have gone close to about 23,600 crores exports of the defense equipment and weapons now. And looking at this, Honorable Raksha Mantri Rajnath Singh Ji has put a target of 50,000 crores exports in the next 3 years. I'm sure that the way the things are progressing in the country, we should be able to reach the target definitely and go on. As I said, by year 2047, I'm 100% sure that India will be one of the leading countries, leading exporters of the defense equipment and weapons in the globe.
There is also some critical technologies. I'm not asking you to reveal what those critical technologies are, but could you give us a broad brush? What are those critical technologies with the DRDO is working on? I'm talking of those technologies which are not available in India at the moment.
A lot of work is going on in multiple areas where the country needs to develop a lot of technologies, particularly talking about devices, sensors, detectors, and various other components which are required for this type of application, what you require, which you have been import-dependent, they're all trying to be made within the country, indigenously within the country. And as far as the systems are concerned, trying to also develop systems like hypersonics, systems like engines, aero engines, and many other engines which are required for the ground vehicles and all that is another area which I think the DRDO is focusing on, along with advanced materials and advanced technologies like lasers, electromagnetics, and things like that. So these are the advanced areas in the defense globally, whichever it is. So any country needs to work on this. And I'm sure that the DRDO is also working vigorously on these technologies and coming out with these technologies which are coming up. And I'm sure various systems and various devices, sensors, detectors should be able to develop within the country ourselves in the coming years and then make the country completely self-reliant and with the indigenous content in each system going up to very high levels.
I will take you to the fighter aircraft program. I know the DRDO part of ADA, they're all interconnected. So the advanced medium combat aircraft, the AMCA, which is often during your tenure when you were the DRDO chairman, the AMCA was in the forefront. It is still in the forefront. What is the status of AMCA and how do we see it progressing and where will India be once the AMCA comes in?
No, AMCA is a very important program, fifth generation fighter aircraft that makes the country stand tall in the fighter aircraft program. It's a very important program and Aeronautical Development Agency, DRDO have been pursuing this program. They have been carrying out various R&D exercises which are required for the AMCA program. And I'm sure the program, once the government has sanctioned, it's on course. I hear the scientists are working on the various technologies which are required for that very vigorously. And I'm sure AMCA should be a reality in few years from now.
I'll take you to the next subject, which is very important. There is a talk of restructuring the DRDO, which is going on for the past two decades. How far has been the DRDO been restructured? What is the interplay you have had now with the private sector? The play with the private sector, has it helped? Will this formula be carrying on or you will change the formula further, refine it further? How will this go ahead?
DRDO has gone through many changes, many transformations. Firstly, working with academia in a big way. 15 centers of academia, research centers have been opened. Centers of excellence have opened in academic area. So working very strongly with academia on most advanced technologies. This is number one. Number two, as you rightly said, opened up to, with the private industry. Lots of technology transfers are happening. Something called DCPP, Development Production Partner, has been brought in, where the industry is involved right in the beginning of the development phase of a project, where the whether public sector or private industry can join hands and work together and take it forward in a big way. And so industry is integrated. The technology development funding program is also taking up in a big way, funding MSMEs to develop various technologies. So that's another thing. And lots of other measures have been brought in where efficiencies within the organization have been brought in. I think many more are being still done. A lot more will be coming up to enhance the efficiency and things like that. And we are able to see that the DRDO has given a lot of fruits and success stories and which we have seen in Operation Sindoor. And I'm sure a lot of measures will be taken to make that much more vigorously organization will be able to work and deliver a lot more to the country to make the country stand tall in the world.
Dr. Reddy, one last question. You are a scientist, but scientist connected to the India's military capabilities. How do you see the drone warfare evolving? The Indian-Pakistan Operation Sindoor, we just saw a lot of drone warfare taking. How is DRDO coping up with that? And how are the new technologies being mated with the present architecture of the Indian military system?
Globally, if you see in all the conflicts what happen or what are happening in the entire world, a lot of role is being played by the drones today. Whether it is micro, mini, or larger size of the drones have been playing very important role. And any country which is taking up any advanced technologies working on the drones today. So if you see in the conflict what we had with Pakistan now, there also a number of drones have been used both the sides. That's what we hear from all quarters. And so anti-drone technologies and drone technologies, drone-based technologies, drone-based surveillance, drone-based offensive technologies are being used and being used. So this is going to be further enhancing with much more capabilities and enhanced capabilities. So the country should be well prepared in having drone technologies, drone-based technologies, and anti-drone technologies. The country, particularly our country, youngsters are coming up in a big way in the drones, have come up and are coming up, and I'm sure that they'll be able to play a major role in the drone technologies and anti-drone technologies development with the support of DRDO and other organizations. The country should be able to come out with world's best drones and anti-drones technologies.
Dr. Reddy, you have given a wide, broad brush how the technology is developing, how the indigenous technologies faced or showed up in the Operation Sindoor. Thank you for speaking to us, Dr. Reddy.
Thank you very much.
You were listening to a discussion on Operation Sindoor, a demonstration of India's self-reliant defense technology. The participants were Dr. G. Satish Reddy, former chairperson, Defense Research and Development Organization, DRDO, and Ajay Banerjee, journalist. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044. Spotlight.